The first thing I'd like you to do is identify yourself. Please give me your name and your title and where you're from.
Linda Campbell, Chair of the GOAT Working Group, and from Luray, Virginia.
All right, Linda. Now, why don't you first tell me about the importance of animal ID to your particular species, to goats?
The application in particular, animal health issues, we're very concerned about. If there is a method of maintaining the information necessary for animal movement, we feel that will contribute to monitoring animal health movement within our organization. And the issues for identity for theft. I think that's goat theft seems to be a growing problem in some areas. And if an ID program is in place that's effective, that'll be a tool.
How large is the goat industry in the United States?
That's a good question. The numbers projected are somewhere between 2 and 10 million animals. We have some details from registries that have a million animals in a registry. For every animal that is registered, there are guesstimates that there are 10 to 100 animals that aren't registered. The fact that goats are very prolific, with an average of 2 to 3 kids per gestation and 5 months gestation, meaning twice a year, there could be kidding intervals. The numbers can, you know, up and down. The flow changes dramatically in a day's time. So it's a hard figure to give you, but there are large groups of goats. The important thing, I think, that makes it difficult with this is that many of those are in herds of 5 to 10 animals. So we have animals being represented in very small herds, not necessarily for economic viability of an operation, but for family use, exhibition, breeding stock, etc. It's very common.
Okay. So what are some of the unique things about the goats when it comes to implementing an animal ID system?
Their curiosity with ear tags has been an issue in terms of finding a tag that would seem to work across the various breeds. The fact that we have one breed that has a very tiny ear would make it difficult to use an ear tag. I think in general, the thinness of the ear, that tags, it's hard to get a tag to retain, and that it hasn't been traditionally used in goats extensively because of these issues. So we don't have a lot of history of what tags will work. So looking for that through research will be important to identify what actually can work under different managements and with different breeds.
So what are some of the specific recommendations that your working group is making to USDA?
In terms of animal ID, there's an existing program, the National Scrapie Eradication Program, and under that program there are three types of IDs that are acceptable, and we would ask that those three IDs continue to be acceptable through the implementation of NAIS until we have better data that would let us know what, you know, actually does work. And that would be the ear tag. There are plastic and metal approved tags provided through the Scrapie program. The official tattoo of an animal, if it's presented with a registration paper showing that tattoo, and electronic microchipping, which is very popular, however, does have a food safety concern for us, but that is a very popular and growing use of ID and acceptable with the National Scrapie Program.
All right. Thank you very much, Linda.